For years, Fairbanks and its neighbor, North Pole, have had some of the worst air quality in the United States. And a major contributor to that is people burning wood in their homes to stay warm. The area has been failing to meet a federal air quality standard since 2009. But after almost a decade of struggle, trying to get people to cut back on wood burning is still as contentious as ever. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has this report on the high personal stakes of the issue and how a recent voter measure may have set the community back even further in solving it.
Fairbanks' intractable problem is actually pretty simple when you look at it technically.
We know what the main contributor to the pollution is.
That's Nick Czarnecki, the air quality manager for the Fairbanks North Star Borough. The federal standard that Fairbanks can't seem to meet is for a tiny pollution particle known as PM2.5. And Czarnecki says that studies have shown 60 to 80% of the pollution that's putting them over that standard comes from wood-burning stoves in people's homes. But the solution isn't easy.
It pits heating one's home versus breathing clean air.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, PM2.5 has been linked to numerous health issues, including premature death in people with heart or lung disease, aggravated asthma, and decreased lung function. Over the years, the most controversial step the borough has taken to clean up the air is to ban wood burning on bad air quality days. In 2015, the Borough Assembly voted to make those bans mandatory for the first time and back them with fines of up to $1,000 for repeat violators. But in the local election last October, voters passed a proposition that took away the borough's power to regulate home heating devices like wood stoves, and among other things, their power to enforce burn bans. That job now falls to the state, but the state has fewer resources for enforcement than the borough did. Plus, it doesn't have the authority to issue fines. Meanwhile, as the problem enters its 10th year, the emotions around it are as strong as ever.
My youngest son, Alex, has Down syndrome and congenital heart defects. They're very serious. He's had 5 open heart surgeries, a pacemaker implant.
Patrice Lee is a retired math and science teacher. She's been one of the people most outspoken over the years in trying to get the borough, state, and federal governments to do more to clean up the air. Her son's vulnerability is what got her involved with the issue, but she says she's concerned about the health of her community as a whole. As we're talking, Lee gets a phone call.
Hi, this is Patrice.
The call comes from a woman Lee knows out in North Pole who had a heart attack a number of years ago and is worried about the effects of smoke on her health. The woman sounds deeply frustrated as she tells Lee that the smoke pollution at her property is worse than ever. Lee gives her the phone number to lodge a complaint with the state, and they hang up. So people just call you?
They do. They don't know what to do. They're desperate.
Lee and others concerned about the health effects of poor air quality feel like they're watching a public health crisis play out in slow motion. It's been 10 years, they say, and even though the numbers have improved, the air quality in certain areas is still far worse than the federal standard. But one of the things that makes this issue tricky to solve is that for some, burning wood is its own health and safety issue.
February last year, when it got pretty cold, my fuel tank got to the point where it was a matter of either be compliant and not burn wood or not feed the kids.
That's Jesse Shadley. He came to Fairbanks with the Army and later worked for the pipeline, where he says he had great benefits and great pay. But that changed when he got divorced and became a single dad.
Having 3 kids, I'm raising all by myself. I needed to be home more.
So he left his job at the pipeline and started working as a jeweler in town. Shadley lives on a quiet suburban street in North Pole, where, on the day I visit, the temperature is 40-something below. He tells me that it could cost anywhere from about $250 to over $700 a month to heat his home with fuel oil, if he's not supplementing with wood. He has a waiver for this winter that allows him to burn even during the worst air quality days. He got it because his home would suffer damage from the cold if he didn't use the wood stove. Shadley says he does his best to burn as little and as cleanly as possible. And the only way he sees this problem being fixed is if everyone does their part to cut back on burning wood.
There's going to have to be some compromises. And, you know, people are going to have to understand that there are going to be times where we can't just burn wood. And there's also some people that defiantly burn wood or defiantly burn wet wood or burn improperly. Just as a matter of, you know, you can't tell me what to do.
By the end of this year, the Fairbanks and North Pole area is supposed to have cleaned up the air. But both the state and the borough say that's not possible. It's not clear yet what will happen after that. The area could be required to start reducing pollution 5% each year until they get into attainment. Or the state could request an extension from the EPA, which would require them to use even more stringent measures to clean up the air. Or eventually, if the area doesn't show progress, the federal government could take over and come up with their own plan to get the area into attainment. Either way, local officials say that the longer the problem drags on, the more it's going to cost the community to fix and the less control they'll have. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.